thank you for meeting with me today.
Yeah,
I really appreciate it.
And, Jonathan.
Absolutely. For starters, would you mind introducing yourself and your field of study?
Yeah, my name is Josh Silva. I'm a double major in business finance and political science.
So, if I'm correct, your parents immigrated here from Venezuela. And in what ways do you feel like being a first-generation American has played into your political and social ideologies and, furthermore, your campaign for presidency?
Yeah, that's a great question. My parents, you're right, my parents did come to Denver from Venezuela, and currently we're the only members of our family actually to still live in Colorado. So having that background made us a lot more dependent on the rest of our community because we didn't have that extended family here. So I remember, you know, going to community picnics, parks, you know, church events, and that kind of being my extended family. And because of that, my parents and my family here as a whole have been really involved in civic duty and public service. You know, my parents and I have been involved in food banks, you know, visiting inmates, providing counseling services, everything like that. So I never thought that I would go the politician running for office route, but I definitely see now where that comes from because they both have a big spirit of service that I think they've been really good and bringing down to me. You know, it's about our communities and it's about giving back. I'm still incredibly proud that I chose to come to CSU, and I felt like this is my home ever since. I love CSU, and I want to keep giving back to the community and to students and to the university.
Fantastic. So I wanted to kind of jump into your campaign, and your slogan, from what I read, is enhancing our community's future. Would you mind elaborating on why you chose this to be your campaign phrase?
It's kind of tricky to come up with a quote-unquote slogan, but what I thought, and the reason I want to run, is I want to bring that different perspective to ASCSU and use the experiences that I've had both at the state capitol and working in the finance office to really make sure that we're investing in all of our students. And we want to make sure that all of our students are succeeding, whether that's academically, socially, you know, making sure that they not just understand as a theoretical concept, but know that your student government is here for you and we care for you. We want to hear those thoughts, feelings, those opinions, and we want to lift everybody up.
Sure. And you touched on your work at the state capitol. What positions have you held both within the ASCSU and beyond that you feel has prepared you for this campaign and the potential presidency of the student government?
In ASCSU, the number one thing that's prepared me is I work as the controller, which sounds kind of scary, but it's kind of cool. I'm in charge of overseeing our budget in the executive branch and making sure that we're sticking to all our figures so I know how much everything costs. And I've seen every department and the needs that we have and where we've done really well and what we could change. And I've been able to see that and know that like the back of my hand. And I know what it's like to actually physically move student fee dollars over. When I transfer money, I don't just think about a giant lump sum of cash. I think about this is a student who potentially has to take out loans to keep going to school. This is an adult learner who's taking time off work. This is a veteran. And it really matters to be good stewards of the student fee dollars. And that's what we've done in the finance office over the past year. That's what we want to keep doing in my administration. And then just at the state capitol, sometimes it's really cool. It's researching bills and talking about them and providing input. And some days it's not as exciting. Some days it's just sorting files, but it's about a spirit of being able to serve and seeing all the public servants and on the campaign and in my administration. I'm never going to ask anybody to do anything that I wouldn't do, because we need to make sure that we are meeting everybody where we are right now and really promoting that spirit of service.
So do you feel like the fiscal responsibilities that you've had through ASCSU has played a part in your campaign platform for presidency?
It's a huge part of our platform. In the finance office this past year, we've had an open door policy where anybody, not just in ASCSU, but any student can walk in, take a look at the books, say, how much did this cost? What does this department do? And we're happy to answer those. And we want to really emphasize that because every student that pays student fees is a member of ASCSU, that this is your organization and anybody can walk in.
In an article that you were interviewed in for the Collegian, you mentioned that you and your running mate, Michael Wells, hope to promote more inclusiveness between students and members of ASCSU. Why do you feel this is important? And moreover, if elected, how would you go about bridging the gap between student government and the student body as a whole?
Yeah, the student body as a whole has a lot of really excellent ideas that I've just seen from involvement in other groups and organizations outside of ASCSU and just on campus in general. And what matters is, as representatives, we want to go out and we want to keep going to those meetings, keep going to, chapters, keep going to clubs, keep being out on the plaza and just getting those opinions, because it's not our campaign. It's your campaign. It's everybody's campaign.
Furthermore, your campaign emphasizes the need for increased communication and the further implementation of technology. Could you elaborate a bit more on this concept?
Yeah. Technology is a huge platform in our campaign. For a lot of us, making the investment just to even have a smartphone is sometimes very costly. And we want all of our students to have everything you need to be successful right on your phone. So whether that's an iClicker app, which actually currently exists, but not at CSU's campus. So we would bring that to campus, or reserving your textbooks or getting football tickets online all in one central place, and being able to check grades and being able to succeed. So technology ties into our theme of communication, because everybody needs technology and we communicate that through that means.
And now, kind of just digging a little bit more into the specifics of these different ideas that you've presented, what initiatives do you plan on introducing to the ASCSU?
All of our planks, I'm really proud to say, are things that we have come to see based on just honest conversations we've had with students, faculty members, organizations. For example, in the Ramride, we went and talked to a student org last week that actually brought up a whole new perspective on Ramride that I hadn't seen, which was expanding access to Ramride for disabled students.
And that really does seem to wrap back up into your slogan of enhancing our community's future.
In the executive branch, we have a lot of tools through finances, and we're actually, over the past year, we've actually built up a pretty good surplus that we're expecting for next year. So we're actually pledging that in the ASCSU student fee, we're not going to ask for a fee increase. A big thing at the state capitol is I've been able to see other things and programs and tools that other universities across Colorado have done and seen, and I want to bring some of that to ASCSU. Specifically, we're looking at investing more in certain departments. We have a traditions and programs department that's done a really great job in things like Girl the Buffs and Homecoming. We would love to see more promotion of that, because I think those are the two events where we get the most student interaction, and we are confident that in our administration, those are actually things that we can feasibly do for the students this year. It's sort of become a movement. A lot of people are joining in and getting really excited about all these initiatives that we want to do next year in the administration.
And finally, what do you feel makes you the most equipped and capable candidate to spearhead the future of ASCSU?
Leadership to me is not about just being great, it's about enabling others to be great and putting together a really awesome team that can put these initiatives together. And as a candidate specifically, we've worked really hard over the past year and even in this campaign in bringing everybody together, getting those different opinions and thoughts and feelings, and making sure all students are represented. Understand, feel, know that your president is still going to listen, and I'm still going to make sure that you have that microphone to voice your opinion, to voice those feelings, to voice those concerns.
Absolutely. And for those who want to learn more about your campaign, is there a website or a place you could direct them to?
They can go to votesilvawells.com. Facebook is Vote Silva Wells ASCSU 2017, and then Twitter and Instagram are at Vote Silva Wells. We do a follow for follow.
Oh, that's awesome. And hey, thank you so much for your time.
Yeah.
And good luck to you in the election.
Thanks, Jonathan. Really appreciate it.